Mr. Miyagi Karate Kid kind of situation, you feel me?
You are listening to KBLU 92.3. This is Jason Crummett with Library of Mysteries. We are presenting to you the strange, mysterious, and bizarre, and just flat out weird. Stay tuned.
I don't know about you, but I just really get off on that music. It's just like, I can't do the whole piano thing. I'm not a musician, but if any of you are, please call me out on it. Anyway, we are here today. You're listening to Library of Mysteries on KBLULP Logan, Utah. And, well, it's April 1st. It's April Fool's. I have with me here a guest. This is, introduce yourself.
I'm Jason Daniels.
Jason Daniels. This is Jason Daniels and Jason Crummett, and we are not going to try to mix ourselves up that much. Hopefully you'll be able to tell the difference. But yeah, today we're going to tell you why April is infamous.
Yeah, this isn't one of my favorite days. I always get confused on this day. I don't trust anybody on this day.
You know, I actually enjoy the whole prank thing. Nobody's played any pranks on me at all today. It's made me extremely disappointed. I'm just like, come on, guys.
I've just stayed off of it.
I'm vulnerable.
What's the worst trick you've fallen for?
The worst trick? Oh, wow. Let's see. In the third grade, my teacher used to have, like, these special weeks where the parents would come in and they'd do, like, these fun activities and bring snacks of all kinds of weird variations. And it was something to look forward to because, you know, third grade, it's relatively, I mean, elementary school, it's fun. It's just that was, like, you had more to look forward to, I feel like. Anyway, our teacher's just like, guess what, class? This is not going to happen today. We are just going to be practicing our math all day.
That sounds fun.
Well, the thing is, she actually has done this before, and I think she did it to set a precedence, you know, so we would all believe her, which we did. And so, anyway, it turned out to be an April Fool's joke. Which we were all very grateful for. But, I mean, yeah, it's not the worst thing. It's not a terrible thing.
See, I fell for a really bad one last year. I'm a huge sports guy, and Oregon released this video of an LED football field that they were going to implement, and you were going to have these cool designs show up on the field. Like, during timeouts, you would see replays on the full size of the field. I believed it so hardcore. I was just like, yes, this is amazing. I love football. And it took me forever to realize, oh, it's April 1st. This probably isn't real.
Yeah.
I wanted it to be real so bad, though. I just wanted to believe it.
Yeah, I know, right? If I look back on my history long enough, or think about it long enough, I would probably think of something. But that's not actually what we started out with. We're actually going to start with a point today. And this is an interesting one. There is a reason why April Fool's is called April Fool's. Originally, this was the beginning of the new year. Today, April 1st, was the first month of the first day of the first whatever, you know. They used to keep track via calendars, and it was more on the Hebrew calendar, which we switched up from. And in order to keep track of the months, they would actually have to stay out late at night during close to the new moon, and, you know, or the astrologers would have to be out and be like, oh yeah, there's a new moon, it's a new month. Can you imagine the record keeping?
Yeah. That had to be a very fun job. Like, okay, yeah, right. Yeah, today. It's today. Let's go with today. That sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, man, you got to wonder how they maintain celebrations and whatnot. I wish we'd have an illustration out for you just showing, like, the little stick figures having a party and be like, oh, wait, what time are we meeting at? Oh, it's like when the sun's half past the hair on the round thing. Yeah, that.
Very much so, especially for those holidays where it's like, okay, it's always like the third Thursday. Well, wait, except when Thursday is the first day, then that week doesn't count, so it's the fourth. So it's like, what, can't we just set a date? Like,
nope.
There's not a better way of doing this?
Well, you know, it would be funny if it was actually the case where we could all just say we could accuse Ben Franklin of changing up daylight savings on us or creating daylight savings. You know, and making it so we all had to adhere to that. It's like, the longer work week, but we all lost an hour of sleep. So depending on how much sleep you, how much you enjoy sleep, which college students, we love our sleep. And when that hour got pushed forward, we were all just going, kill me now.
Unless you're in Arizona and then they just do whatever they want.
Well, there you go then. Wait, what's in Arizona?
Arizona doesn't do daylight savings. They stay on the same hours the whole time.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow, that is really awesome, actually. Well, we're going to take a small break here. Here is In Front of Myself by Adult Books. We'll be back shortly with more about this month. We got some interesting stuff for you, so stay tuned. This is Jason Crummett and
Jason Daniels.
Peace. Welcome back. Well, that was Adult Books by, In Front of Myself by Adult Books. An interesting title, by the way. Well, you know, this is an indie pop station, basically, where we play one of the most regulars. I actually really want to find a song. You know, REM, It's the End of the World.
Love that song.
It would go so well, you know? Yeah. Anyway, so going further into the whole month of April thing, we have another interesting thing that happened in the month of April. All of you know about the Titanic, right?
Yeah.
Do you want to lead off on that, Jason?
Yeah, sure.
Cool.
One thing that I thought was really interesting, it really was April. It was April 15th that it sunk. I guess that's not really a... It's not something you remember about the Titanic. Oh, yeah, it was this specific date. But, yeah, it does revolve around the month of April, and there's a lot of theories behind it. One of them that I thought was extremely interesting was trying to prevent the creation of the Federal Reserve Bank in the U.S.
Oh, wow. Yeah, yeah. We had that on here before. Keep going.
Well, I don't want to rehash it, but apparently J.P. Morgan, which would become what is now J.P. Morgan Chase, one of the largest banks in the U.S., put some of his competitors, it's theorized that he put some of his competitors from rival banks on the Titanic, that it was sunk on purpose to just dissolve the financial sector so that he could kind of keep it in control.
No, seriously. I mean, that was the whole point of the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve, and this is the interesting thing that we want to bring back to your attention, is that the world elitists, as the, well, the story goes, and you'll have to do your research on this because I've seen it before. I know it exists out there as far as the stories go, but elitists really love their times and dates.
Yes.
They really love to follow through with those. And, I mean, like, even with Princess Diana and her assassination, that happened at a specific time, and there was, like, a specific thing that was supposed to happen, you know?
They like the irony of it. It makes it show, like, yeah, we did do something, but you can't really prove it.
It really dives into the whole witch's potions thing, you know? It's kind of like, because also Princess Diana was considered an Aryan.
Yes.
You know, she had blonde hair, blue eyes, and fit into that whole thing, and that goes into another thing with the lizard people, but...
No, but kind of like a calling card, like, hey, April 15th, Titanic.
I know, right? And, I mean, as far as the Titanic is concerned, that's only one aspect of it. We got some more historical facts for you, which we'll be bringing up to shortly. However, we're going to be playing another song for you here, and I still haven't found R.E.M., so you'll have to settle for, what is this? Oh, I Could Be Anything by the Violent Femmes. Stay tuned.
To fight him fair and square, his mouth he held wide open, putrefying the air. He breathed such fearful fires, people thought I was dead. But my courage danger inspires, and I chopped off his head. Oh, I can do this, or I could do that. I could pull an elephant out of a hat. I could play a dragon, or I could be a king. I could do anything. The people, they all cheered. Was solemn and sublime. The king got all emotional. He said, all I have is thine.
Take my only daughter, the princess fair, and with all my treasure, you'll make a royal pair. She's so beautiful and so true, she will be your bride. You have a son-in-law like you would give me great pride. And now I can begin with my retirement.
the mountain to the plain, the Mississippi to the Congo, the whole world knows the name of the good King Bongo. From the mountain to the plain, Mississippi to Congo, the whole world knows the name of the gracious good King Bongo, the great king.
That was I Could Be Anything by the Violent Femmes, and I'm not going to lie, that was actually kind of hilarious.
I want to jump.
They knew we were on
down.
The show, I feel like. This
yes,
is
it was made for this. I just want to jump up and down. I can do anything right now.
Seriously, don't start dancing in the studio. Things might happen. All right. So anyway, we had this other factoid which we found, actually, and guess who was assassinated on April 15th?
Abraham Lincoln. Which is...
Seriously.
I found it interesting because he was shot on April 14th, and I guess, like, in the mindset, we always think that he died instantaneous because the story kind of...
He shot him in the back of the head.
Yeah, you should have died instantaneously. But yeah. No, he survived and died the next
day. He
did.
Yeah, it was kind of ridiculous. It's kind of crazy, too, because you got to realize who his assassin was. Was connected to the Jesuits, in this case the Catholic Church, and again we're tying back to the Gregorian calendar on this. So you got to wonder if he wasn't maybe on a timeline for this a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, text in with your comments. I mean, we have a text line here, 435-797-2346. Let us know what your thoughts are. I'll say that again. It's 435-797-2346. And we'd love to hear back from you, you know. Let us know your thoughts, or if you know anything weird or bizarre that happened in April. I mean...
So far, we have a few deaths listed on here.
Oh, good grief. There's just one conspiracy theory listed right after the next. I can't say they're all for April 1st, but April 1st was just the beginning. It was like... We've opened a can of worms here.
Well, and you have to remember that Abraham Lincoln was not the only target that night. There were several people in his cabinet that were also attempted... that same night. So there was a huge deal with that.
Oh, yeah. No, everyone... I mean, there was a whole half of the country that hated Abraham Lincoln during that time frame.
Yes.
You had the defeated Confederates that were just... Ugh. You know, they were going along with it because they had to, pretty much.
Yeah, you had very decisive people back then.
Mm-hmm.
Very split. And I always kind of laugh when people say how split our country is today. I'm like, we were at war with each other at one point.
Well, you know, you never want to actually say that we're so split that we can be like during the Civil War, because that was just an atrocious war.
Yes, that was unlike anything anybody could have possibly imagined.
Oh, yeah, no. More American casualties in that war than any other American war put combined. There you go.
Yep.
Words, they fail me, but they are there. All right. Well, again, I found out that REM does not exist on here, which is just sad.
Very sad.
It's so sad. It's just like, why? There should be. It should really be
on
here.
Do you want to sing it for them?
I can't.
No.
It's like, it's the end of the world as we know it.
No, okay.
That's all I know. All right. Well, here's Do It, Try It by M83, and we'll be back with more stuff on this month. Stay tuned.
To the feeling.
Do It, Try It by M83. That is an interesting song. We had a lot of fun music on today.
This is really energetic music. I kind of like it.
Seriously, it's not what you would expect. And normally we don't play this much music, but we want all of you out there to be able to enjoy yourselves as much as being able to hear our spill on the conspiracy theory that is April.
Oh, and it is one. We have one that lasted basically the entire month now. And that is Waco.
Oh, yeah. No, it basically did. It ended technically on April 19th. It started in February, but it ended with basically the deaths of an entire compound. It was like 160 people who died.
Yes, you have a lot of deaths there, just a lot of government agencies that were working on the case.
I mean, okay, so the official story is that there was a huge gun battle, yes, for starters, and also that there was... basically a huge fire that killed everyone, and that the Davidian compound, the people within it, were the ones who started it. There is unofficial documents. Oh, hey, we actually have a text in here, so in just a minute we'll actually list that out as well. But, yeah, I know, as far as official, unofficial statements go, supposedly the federal agents actually gassed the compound.
Which would have started a fire.
Yeah, well, and also this gas was especially nasty because it actually burned the skin. The actual gas itself burned the skin simultaneously. And this is full of men, women, and children. And like, this is unofficial. And these are on other documents, which are supposedly like an expose on the whole incident with Waco.
Well, and the whole thing is just looking really weird, especially since you have a fire. Fire is a really good way to hide stuff.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So, and just to list out a few of the things here, we have a person texting in for 1st in April. We had Columbus meets with Ferdinand and Isabella.
Interesting.
Yeah, seriously. That's like, that's also very centered around the whole Gregorian calendar thing.
Yeah.
Especially since Spain is very Catholic-based. Bottle opener was invented. In 1738, in 1850, San Francisco was officially founded. In 1877, first telephone was installed. And in 1896, the first modern Olympic Games close.
Close?
Yeah, 1896. This all took place on April 1st. Oh, and the first McDonald's opened in 1955.
I did read that, and I was very impressed by that. I wonder why they chose that date.
I don't know, but that's
a smart date to open something.
I know, right? It's just like, April Fools, we have just opened a successful fast food chain in which we will now make the American population obese with. Enjoy.
Well, speaking of which, this morning I was walking into a fast food place and they had these signs on the door saying, yeah, this door's broken, go into the place next door. I'm like, that's not a really good joke because now I want food from the place next door. They thought it was funny, though.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, I mean, like, that's our main point for this particular one. What was our main point for this particular one?
It was Waco.
It was the whole Waco city bomb. Waco. No, sorry. My bad. The next one will be the one I get into on the next particular small segment that we have going on here, because we're just keeping it short and to the point, but we're trying to give you as much information within that small segment as humanly possible. We'd also encourage you to listen to the other shows we have out here. There's on Monday, the Aggie Morning Word, which actually goes 8:30 until 9 every day. Well, Monday through Friday. And also On the Air with Ash Blair at 1 p.m. and Interesting at 4 p.m. As well as Sensimilla, I don't know how to say that one, with Isaac. And Colony Collapse with JD. Colony Collapse is a really good one. I strongly recommend all of you listen to that because it goes more in depth with the our culture as a nation. He does a really good job with it. All right.
Interesting.
Yeah, definitely. So here is Our World by Citizen K. I feel like this one might have been listened to, but it sounds interesting, so stay tuned. We have more coming later.
Trying to get with it, keeping the flow again. Trying to stay on top of this rock that we call the game. Never stops if it's hot, gotta grab the chain. We see music and they see profit. Attempt to tempt with loose change in their pocket. But we keep our eyes on the prize on passion. What in prize, our lives are just flashing. That checks up, always digging for that treasure. But can't stand that, unless we are the trendsetter. They so convinced that they know much better. Now we make them cash, say it's our pleasure. We fight for originality. They brush it off like dust so casually. Height and mighty like they so passively. But we keep the vibes how it has to be. So I'm trying to stay strong. It's taking too long for most to get on. This tip ain't no yawn. Don't sell like coupons. So cheap, try to keep some integrity. See, I cannot sleep till we are not sheep. Just follow the lead. I just want to weep. For Christ's sake, to sleep. I'm waiting for a piece of us now. I might just erupt now. Waiting for a chance to go and corrupt sound. We ain't no loser trying to abuse. Yo, we just keep faith and face all your uses. This intellect can intercept personal interest. Commercial business. I was so to join this thing, I'm in the worst possible kin, I guess, so am I in the best, so
I've been around the world.
Get this. For a long time, I was doing things that I figured were, like, pointless in regards to the big picture. Now I kind of realize it's all a bit of a Mr. Miyagi Karate Kid kind of situation, you feel me?
It's all a Mr. Miyagi Karate Kid situation, you feel me?
Very good ending to that song.
Seriously, welcome to our world. You know, I was just told it was played a few minutes ago, but, you know, it was such a great song that...
Let's do it again.
Why not? No worries, that's the last time we'll play it today. needless to say, getting back to April 19th. April 19th. There was another big one on April 19th. I actually remember looking at a list. There was like 20 different huge political events that happened on April 19th. And I have not seen that list for a long time, but it was like huge. I'm talking about our culture shift kind of huge.
Yeah.
You know, as far as influence is concerned. But this one was also a huge one. This had to do with the Clintons.
Yes,
which,
did.
You know, there's just so many conspiracy theories surrounding the Clintons.
We had to run into one eventually.
Exactly. You know, I figure there's actually quite a few out there, but this one has to do with the Oklahoma City bombings.
And the one that the reason I like this one is I can actually claim I was alive during this one. We're getting closer in history.
Yeah, no, definitely. I'm old, so I'm alive during a lot of this.
Well, the last one was 1993. This was April 19th, 1995.
Yeah, 2 years later, and on the same day, yes. April 19th, which I thought was quite significant.
This is not making me look forward to this month. Like, this is a really bad start to the month for me.
Well, you know, if we were to really pick it down, we could probably find that several months had something infamous happen within them.
This is way too many, though.
Yeah, no, I hear you on that. But as far as that's concerned, this one had to do with Oklahoma City bombings. Apparently, there was a group of military officials that were fed up with Clinton, and they were going to go over there and expose him. And while in mid-flight, they were apparently shot down. But to cover this up, I mean, like, and at the same time, I mean, the whole Oklahoma City bombings, it was a terrorist attack that was perpetrated on Oklahoma City.
Yep.
And there was a considerable number of people that were killed, and all attention was diverted to that and taken away from the military officials.
And this
entirely.
Was an FBI building. This was a government building that was destroyed.
Yeah. I mean, they're not going to get much bigger than that, pretty much.
Yeah, that's a good cover-up. You have 168 killed with over 700 injured.
No, exactly. But... as far as, like, as many that were killed and whatnot, that is a perfect diversion, and on top of which, there's just so many things surrounding the whole Clinton administration. I mean, we actually had a show on Hillary Clinton by herself before the elections took place on how we all thought the election was rigged in her favor, which obviously it was not. It was done the other way around, and I'm pretty sure a lot of you would cry
foul
on that.
Now we have conspiracy theories going the other way.
Exactly. Now we're saying, like, well, Trump, it appears, is now the living, breathing conspiracy realization of that fact. So,
yeah, let's get some of those.
Well, you know, I remember way back when they declared their presidency, we were just like, yeah, no, Hillary's getting it. There's just no way they're going to let Trump in. He's too loud. He's too obnoxious. He's too out there. Apparently not.
Apparently.
Yeah. So, great stuff happens when you're just, you're not paying attention. And this was just one of the ones that blindsided a lot of us. And we won't go into detail because we're getting too sidetracked.
Back to Oklahoma.
Back to Oklahoma. Yeah. That was basically the whole point, though, is the fact that there was that Oklahoma City bombings took place and it did divert attention. And it happened on April 19th. And it was a very specific date.
Very specific. Exact date that Waco ended. That is really scary.
Yeah.
And you don't, like, okay, you have Waco, which is north of Texas area, and then you have this one that's probably less than 200 miles away.
Exactly. Now, we'll be able to go more in depth with it here, but here is Aerial Ocean by Pines, and we'll be back shortly. Stay tuned.
sky, the stars are slowly snowing. When the light hit the darkness, it set the world in motion. And somehow I found you on the shore.
Well, that was Aerial Ocean by Pines. Never heard of them before. That was kind of a nice, slow song. So if you're just kind of driving down the road, you know, not really thinking about anything, that's a perfect song for you.
Yeah, after all those energetic ones, we just kind of wanted, you know, relax a little bit.
I didn't. I wanted more loud stuff. That was great. It was just like I was going to jump into it, getting ready for the next segment, going like, woo! You know, we're actually talking about some very serious things here, so I shouldn't be that energetic, I suppose. Anyway, moving on. All right, so the next thing we're going to talk about is the Boston City Marathon bombing.
Again, more recent.
April 15th, 2013. And if it was only like, 4 years ago?
Yeah, I remember this very vividly. I remember being in high school.
A lot of people remember this very vividly.
Remember being in high school, just waiting for notifications on my phone, trying to figure out what was going on, sitting in school, not paying attention to anything.
Yeah, well, and they caught the two perpetrators. The motive was Islamic terrorism. That was Dzhokhar Tsarnaev.
Tsarnaev. I used to be able to pronounce it.
Oh, that's impressive. And Tamerlan Tsarnaev. So they're brothers.
Brothers.
Yeah. And one of them, I remember this actually. They were like hunted down when one of them was like.
Yeah, it was a 2-day manhunt. It was very entertaining, I thought.
You know, as you like, we won't go with entertaining. That's a strong word.
Well, entertaining being in southern Utah while this was going on in Massachusetts. Like, I felt safe from it.
Yeah. No, nothing about it was that entertaining, though, because there was a total of 6 people that died and 280 were injured.
Yes.
And 16 police officers during the gunfight on April 19th.
Again, April 19th.
You know?
Again, I'm not excited for this month. What are you doing to me?
Well, you know, the first time I actually heard about this was way back in 2006. And I remember thinking to myself, oh my gosh, does this mean something terrible is going to happen every time April 19th rolls around? And that particular year, nothing happened, as to my memory or to my knowledge. If something did, please feel free to text in. The number is 435-797-2346. And give us your input on that. But yeah, no, I could have swore there was going to be something terrible happen every single year on April 19th or in April in general. But no, not so much.
No. Well, going back to the Boston bombing, the real interesting part of this story is involving a man named Chris Kyle, who actually has a movie named after him, American Sniper, was in the U.S. Armed Forces.
A lot of you might know this one.
Yes. And he started his own private contracting group for security, and he was actually killed 2 months before this bombing occurred. And immediately after the bombings happened, his team of private contractors who were ex-military were found all over the scene. So there's a lot of information like this was government and Chris Kyle found out about it and he had to be stopped.
Yeah. No, seriously. I mean, there's a lot of really interesting, you know, Hollywood comes out with a lot of really interesting movies that are based off actual stories. And it makes you stop to go back and look at them. I mean, one of the most interesting movies I've seen to date, based on, it's very loosely on conspiracies and elitists, it's called Shooter with Mark Wahlberg. You have you've got Danny Glover in that, and you got, that's a couple of other famous characters whose names escape me.
Well, it's interesting that you bring up Mark Wahlberg, because he was the star in the movie based off of the Boston bombings that just came out.
Yep. Having direct ties in with all that kind of stuff. I mean, our celebrities have all sorts of weird ties and stuff, which is probably how they might have become celebrities in the first place.
Yep.
Apart from the fact that Mark got his start as a rapper, you know, Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Very entertaining. Also, a lot of weird stuff surrounding him.
Well, you know, there's a lot of weird stuff surrounding all of them. I mean, don't get me started on Tom Cruise.
Oh, he's just fun, though. You read that and just let... Huh. It's interesting.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he is a very interesting character. Apart from that, there's the other list of people that were a part of the whole Scientology group, apart from Tom Cruise. I mean, you had Kirsten Alley was one of them.
Mm-hmm. I'm terrible with actors' names. That's my problem.
That's okay.
I know where you're going with Scientology. I just can't think of any names right now.
It's just one of those weird ones that I don't understand why people actually have a cult following with, you know? Whatever. Yeah, it's...
And they're extremely tied to Hollywood. Like, you could probably rattle off names for a good minute on that.
I have no doubt in my mind. But on that note, we're going to give you another song here. This one's called Dead Record Player by Dr. Dog. Oh, that's an interesting title. Anyway, stay tuned.
We'll be energetic. Back with more.
I don't know if it is, but we'll find out.
Yeah.
just terrific, Dr. Dog, just terrific. Yeah, that was The Dead Record Player by Dr. Dog, and that was interesting.
Nice ending.
I know, right?
Like how all of these have very, like, distinctive endings, like, hey, song's over, but we still have, like, this really cool part for you.
Well, you know, I like how they have that little relevant motive at the end of the song. It's just like, this is what this song's about, this is how I'm feeling about it, more or less, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's the kind of the vibe I'm getting from a lot of these. Again, if we were, it would be awesome if we had R.E.M. up here.
That song just left my head, and now you brought it back.
I'm sorry. You know, for any of you out there who might have it on access for you, there you go. But yeah, this next one we have going on happens to happen right after. It happens after April 19th. That's on April 20th.
Yes.
What? So?
Very next day, 1999, we have Columbine.
Yeah.
Which is, I don't know, for me it's always been a lot more of a scary one because it's very public eye. It's something that's we see a lot more in the news now is these school shootings, and Columbine really made it like a societal I wouldn't say norm, but like it's not as big of a surprise anymore.
No, it really, I mean, it really has become more of a thing within our society, and it's happened on a regular basis since then. I mean, as far as what regular can be considered,
Well, for the tragedy that it is, it's way too prevalent.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
No, definitely. It happened on April 20th. I don't really know why they chose that as a specific date for doing it. I do know there was a considerable amount of planning that was involved beforehand.
Yeah. I don't know. As I feel like the month of April, like, part of my reasoning on this is, like, okay, winter's over. Like, there's sun. Like, you feel just more energetic.
It's the promise of spring. It's the promise of something new, more or
less. But I think that would make people happier.
Yeah, you have the spring solstice going on. I wonder if that has a tie-in with it, you know.
Oh, probably does. There we go. That's goes your moon
April 21st. Or was it March 21st? My bad. Sorry, I moved forward a month on that one. Mm. I just knew it was on the 21st of something. But yeah, no. As far as that's concerned, it is the promise of new beginnings and whatnot. You have April, and just all the flowers start coming out, things start turning green again, and let's paint it.
Apparently.
That's dark. I'm sorry. That was really bad.
Yeah, what was that?
I'm so sorry.
But again, there you go. Green flowers. Like, I should be happier. Like, let's drop everything. I want to be happy. That's what I thought today. Yeah. I love today. Today was great. You got the sun. I was sick of that rain.
Well, you know, for all things considered, April 1st has been a really nice day. Although I haven't received any pranks, which...
Hey, for me, that's a good thing. I haven't fallen for anything yet. I feel like I'm this close to making it out.
Yeah. Yeah, no, definitely. But, yeah, I'm close to making it out. You have 2 more years to go.
Yeah.
Which is all good. I mean, it's a great place. But, anyway, here we have, what is this? Little Sunshine by Marcus Allen Ward. And when we come back, we'll be wrapping it up. So stay tuned.
Choose to stay, but shine.
That was Little Sunshine by Marcus Allen Ward, and I did not really mean that, but hey, songs are working in my favor today.
No, they really are. They're listening to you.
Seriously, it's just like somebody custom made this cue for this song, or this show today. I mean, it was perfect. All right, so we have a Californian here with us today. JTD is going to elaborate about MJ for us. Would you go ahead there?
So, one more thing about April. We have the numerical number for the month being 4, and then we were just talking about April 20th, so you have 420, and for those of you not from California or any other place where marijuana is legal, this has been a banner for the legalized pot movement in the United States. Now, the reason the number 420 is so relevant is because it was created by high school groups that would meet up after school. And you get out of school like 2:45, 3:15, and they would use 4:20, the time 4:20 p.m. as their meetup time. And so it just always became a meaning for marijuana. So that's where you get that from. And they've termed it to April 20th is their marijuana day.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of interesting. I was just like, well then, April, you have so many things.
Thank you, April.
April, you are a great month, and we salute you with our... anyway. okay, so that's about all the time we have today. That was great having Jason on here. Of course, with yours truly.
Different Jason.
Exactly.
You're not referring to yourself in the third person.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not referring to myself in the third person. I'm not that crazy. Come on, help me out here. I'm drowning. All right. So anyway, this is Library of Mysteries. You're listening to Aggie Radio 92.3 KBLULP, Logan, Utah. And next week we'll have another conspiracy up and going for you. Not with the month of April. Maybe. We'll see. Depending on how we're feeling at the moment.
Depends what happens in next week.
Next week. What is next week?
No, I'm just saying I'm scared for April.
Oh, well, don't be scared. I mean, seriously, we're not actually that concerned, I don't think, hopefully. All right, so, yeah, this has been a great show. I hope all of you are enjoying yourselves out there, and we'll catch you next time. And here is Winter Beast by Michelle Now. I don't know how to say this name. You'll get the idea. Catch you next time.